Hey, what's up? This is Prakriti. And into 2073 we go. Happy Nepali New Year once again. As I welcome you to PS251 on trans.com.np radio. Also entering a new era. We had the big one last week, PS250. Thank you so much for all your positive feedback on a very special episode in which we look back at almost the last 5 years of broadcast. Not wasting any time as we look forward to the next five on this weekly dose of uplifting electronic music, but not only that, also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. And like I always say, please stay tuned for details. Thanks for joining us this evening. A fresh episode. A lot of new music on the show tonight. Starting a bit mellow, the usual PS formula, which means we'll ratchet up later in the show. But for now, drift away with Escape.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
I'm looking for someone to take me far away.
What an awesome record. And yes, you have heard this on Prolay Sessions before. PS221, back in September, but in the Heatbeat remix. It also became the track you can't get enough of on PS222. It was so good, it also made its way to Prolay Poolside Sessions 2015. Sebastian featuring Satellite Empire, Escape, in the original extended mix. What an awesome way to kick off a fresh episode with PS251, and I'm gonna try and do a little branding change here. Believe it or not, I'd hinted at it last week. As we approach the 1 year anniversary of the deadly earthquake we had last year, on April 25th, 2015, coincided with Prolay Sessions 200. I was at Moksha earlier this week, where we were about to have the PS200 after party a year ago. It was, of course, cancelled due to the earthquake. And I met with Uttamji, where we joked that Prolay Sessions 200 was so strong that almost real Prolay happened. But seriously, ever since the earthquake last year, I was thinking about a way to drop the Prolay connotation. Although I didn't mean anything negative, but you know, sometimes life just works like that. There's a time and place for everything, and there's also a time for change. For the better. And so the aim is not to, overnight however, drop the Prolay. Sorry. Wish me luck, as I know it will be hard after 5 years. The term was actually coined 15 years ago. But anyways, let's get back to the music. PS251. Officially Prakriti Sessions now. PS conveniently works for both. As we stay in lower BPM territory. On the track by someone who made his debut on PS247. Barzek. We'll be right back.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Barzek, The Shore, PS251, broadcasting over the airwaves of trance.com.np radio, live and direct from Kathmandu, a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. We work with Hoste Haise, a non-profit NGO based in Kathmandu that's been around for the last 26 years, supporting the education of underprivileged children amongst other activities. Please check out the Hoste Haise website at hostehaise.org. Also linked to from the Prakriti Sessions website at prakriti.com. Did you notice the change? Oh yeah, there are quite a few other changes I need to make as well, and I will probably struggle with quite a few of them, just to watch my tongue slips. But anyways, back to the fundraiser. Hoste Haise runs schools in rural areas of Nepal in Durgam Chhetras, which means by the poverty level is at an all-time high, and education penetration or access to education is at an all-time low. For example, Saralahi, where we run 4 schools in 4 VDCs, free for all community schools, that is, touching the lives of over 2,000 children. Over the last 18 years, we boast an SLC pass rate of 90% plus. Looking forward to the results of this year. The SLC is just finished, as you know, and I don't expect anything less. All right, back to the music. Let's take a quick break from the new tunes. Here's something from 2.5 years ago, which made its way to PDS 2013. Featured first on PS129, the Peacemaker project. Ich lass dich nicht zurück. Back with Remix.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
PS251, 20 minutes into the show. Let me tell you a little more about the fundraiser before I run out of time. Already told you about the Hostianse website, but also please check out the Hostianse documentary, hostianse.org/YouTube. It's a mere 15 minutes, and it succinctly summarizes the activities of Hostianse. There's also our informal blog, hostianse.org/blog. Easy to read updates with pictures to let you know what we're all about. And yeah, we now have a volunteer blog as well. That URL is hostianse.org/volunteer. Rather, hostianse.org/blog/Lisa. Read Lisa's blog. Lisa, of course, being a volunteer at Hostianse. Yeah, our organization is more or less run by volunteers. Let us know if you're interested. Once again, that URL, hostianse.org/volunteer. Also linked to from our website, prakriti.com. And there's other ways you can help out as well. I'll try to tell you about them later in the show. I just hope I don't run out of time. Okay, let's get back to the newer tunes now. I have quite a few lined up for you. I also owe you the track You Can't Get Enough Of from PS248, because we had specials on 249 and 250. Upping the BPM a little as well, in case you haven't noticed. But the key is for you not to notice. Here's someone I've not featured on Pralay Sessions since episode 178. And there goes my first tongue slip. Anyways, please enjoy Cascade.
I wanna reach
with Prakriti.
Almost all the music I feature on the program is available for purchase through our website, prakriti.com. Tracks cost as little as 99 cents thanks to Amazon MP3, and the referral proceeds of every sale are donated in their entirety to Yes Hoste Haise, to support our educational programs for underprivileged children in Nepal. So win-win for all parties involved, the original artists who make the music as you purchase and download their music legally, you as you get it at a very affordable price. But most importantly, the underprivileged children in Nepal. Man, I gotta kick this phrasing habit. Almost feels like syncopation. Anyways, please help us spread the word about the fundraiser. You can do so through social media. We're on both Facebook as well as Twitter under the handles Pralaya Sessions. There's another place I need to change now. What did I tell you? Oh my goodness, I haven't even thought about the jingles. I need to re-record those. Wow, there's a lot of work left to be done. I guess it's not that easy, huh? But like I said earlier, the transition will happen slowly. Pralaya Sessions as well as Prakriti Sessions will overlap for some time, I guess. But yeah, like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, Pralaya Sessions as well as Hoste Haise. Thanks for your support.
You're tuned into Pralaya Sessions.
Tune on Juno Beats, Revelation. For the complete track listing, please visit our website, prakriti.com. As we're halfway through the show, PS251 on trance.com.npradio with me, Prakriti. Not just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, but also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. I've already told you how the fundraiser works, how we work with Hoste Haise, and how you can help us spread the word through social media, Facebook as well as Twitter. And if you're on your own website, we've got a Prala Sessions widget. Widget code on our website, prakriti.com. While there, please check out the Prala Sessions t-shirts, available in different sizes, styles, and colors. There's another place I need to change. Prakriti Sessions t-shirts, Prakriti Sessions widget. Oh my goodness, this is not going to be easy, is it? I guess I need to get rid of all the old Prala Sessions t-shirts at our weekly Hoste Haise garage sale, huh? Speaking of which, if you have any gently used clothes or household items to donate, think of our garage sale, please. Every Friday, 1 p.m. at the Hoste Haise office, we run a garage sale. Sell every bit of clothing for 100 rupees, which is a mere dollar. Proceeds are used 100% towards educational programs. And we're actually going through a name change there as well. Thanks to a suggestion by Abin, who floated the idea of a Hat Bazaar. Sukrabare Hat Bazaar. But anyways, if you have items to donate, we'll come pick him up inside Kathmandu Valley. Okay, back to the tunes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play the track you can't get enough of from PS248. Every week in Prala Sessions, you have the opportunity to vote for the track you like the most. The track with the most votes becomes the track you can't get enough of.
There's so many angels surrounding me, and the clouds I see are below, telling me what I already know. The sun couldn't be brighter, and the moon at night, like to my like, such a joy that my lips can't hold anymore. Oh, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
There's so many angels surrounding me, and the clouds I see are below, telling me what I already know. The sun couldn't be brighter, and the moon at night, like to my like, such a joy that my lips can't hold anymore.
Track you can't get enough of from 3 weeks ago, as voted by you, the Hiken remix of I Love You Baby. The voting for this week's show is now open. Toward the end of the program, kindly head on over to prakriti.com to cast your vote for the track you like the most. Thank you. And if you missed PS248, not to worry, as all previous episodes of the radio show are archived on our website, prakriti.com. And hey, did you know you can tune into the latest edition of Prakriti Sessions right from your smartphone? Radio Nepali for the Android and Nepali FM for the iPhone are two free apps, and once installed on your smartphones, the latest edition of Prakriti Sessions will be a mere tap away. More info on our website, prakriti.com. And if you're into podcasts, we're on there as well as a free subscribable podcast. Search for Prakriti on iTunes. Search and subscribe. Let me see, what have I not told you about this week? Oh yeah, Amazon Smile. Another way to help out with the fundraiser is if you do your shopping on Amazon, please check out through Amazon Smile. It will not cost you anything extra, but Amazon will donate a portion of your sale to Hostein Haise. This is possible because Hostein Haise is also registered in the US as a 501c3 nonprofit charity. But you know what, there's also the good old financial donation, hosteinhaise.org/donate. All major credit cards accepted for local Nepali credit cards. Please check out Moco on the same page. Our $5 a month drive is quite a popular one. Thanks for all your support.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
S251 Lyric featuring Neve Kennedy, Let This Go. As we're past the 40 minute marker, probably can squeeze in three more records. As always, I'm gonna end the show with a production of my own. Thank you once again for tuning into Prakriti Sessions episode 251 on trans.com.npradio. With me, Prakriti. The show was personally compiled and mixed by yours truly. Hope you're enjoying it. Let me know what you think of the show. Prakriti@pralaysessions.com is my email address. And here's one more place I need to make a change. Until I make it, that's my email address. Alternatively, there's a feedback form on our website, prakriti.com. While there, please take a moment to subscribe to our mailing list. Under the mailing section, one email per week letting you know when the new Prakriti Sessions is out. Go ahead, make fun of me. But you know what? The transition is gonna happen. Slowly, but steadily. I promise you that.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
One from Boom Jinx and Aruna, Light as a Feather in the Sonilax remix. Surprisingly at 128 BPM, Sonilax resonates with 138 in my mind. But you know, I guess he's going along with the times. PS251, a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. Already told you how the fundraiser works, but please visit hostensi.org as well as prakriti.com. And don't forget to check out the blog, hostensi.org/blog. A big shout out goes to Santos Raimaji this week. Linked up to Hoste Aise via Abin and Nina Kumar. Santos's team, in collaboration with Hoste Aise, is running a health camp in Sindhupalchok this weekend in Attarpur, where Hoste Aise is going to build a new school post-earthquake. Info about this and much more on our blog. Yes, hosteaise.org/blog. Alright, back to the music. Here's something from late last year. Formal One Sarah Russell. Believe Again.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
It's you I can turn to when I'm breaking within.
What do you know, we're at the end of another Pralaya Sessions, Prakriti Sessions, correction. Episode 251 on trance.com.npradio, broadcasting live from Kathmandu. Not just a weekly uplifting electronic music radio show, but also a fundraiser for the education of underprivileged children in Nepal. I told you how the fundraiser works throughout the show. In case you missed it, please visit our website, prakriti.com or hostdehaisid.org. Thanks for your support. Thank you once again for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you will join me again next week for another Prakriti Sessions, as I struggle with the rebranding, that's for sure. I'm going to leave you this week with a mashup of mine, the one I premiered 3 weeks ago, PS248. It's the one I made last December at the peak of the unofficial blockade. Speech of an Indian parliamentarian laid over. A classic faithless track, updated by Above and Beyond. Take a listen and I'll speak to you next week, okay? Until then, namaste.
Certainly not the 105 elected representatives of the Terai region who were in the constitution and voted in favor of the constitution. I think we should have some sense of proportion in whom we support, whom we don't. Should our interference in Nepal's affairs amount to telling the voters of the Terai whom they should vote for? So we have only last month debated our commitment to the constitution, which we adopted on the 26th of November 1949. Would we have stood for a foreigner arriving uninvited the next day to tell us not to promulgate our constitution, not to proclaim it? That is exactly what happened in Nepal. Exactly what happened in Nepal on the morrow of their ending 7 years of earnest struggle to arrive at a national consensus. Why should we go and tell them that we don't trust you, we want to hold you to your pledge, you must do it immediately, and do it today because day after tomorrow you're promulgating the constitution? Is this the manner in which we treat with a sovereign neighbor of ours? We added insult to injury by describing their largely adopted constitution. There were only 25 members who voted against it. More than 500 members voted in favor. And yet we described in our official spokesman statement their constitution as a constitution, not the constitution. Not a word of felicitation, not a word of welcome. All that goodwill has now been squandered by decision makers in New Delhi who have callously turned an entire generation of Nepalese against India. Against India.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Just below my skin, I'm screaming.
The current standoff is only a manifestation of India not knowing where and when to stop, even when there were clear signs of India's role being counterproductive. It is about bruised egos in the New Delhi establishment trying to teach Nepali politicians a lesson for not listening to them. Is this how we wish to be perceived in Nepal? Is this not how we are being perceived in Nepal? The children of Nepal are being told that they can't go to school because India is stopping them. The women of Nepal are being told that they cannot have food, fuel, medicines, vaccines for their children because India is stopping them. What are we achieving by this kind of behavior? What are we achieving by this kind of behavior? This kind of behavior. Nepal we have considered as our passport. I'm quoting from Iqbal, the guardian who is protecting us, and it is this pasband that we are humiliating in the manner in which we are doing. So who is responsible for this kind of bad behavior? Whether the External Affairs Minister agrees or not, that we had in effect imposed an undeclared blockade on Nepal, most public opinion in Nepal believes that we have. This has alienated an entire generation and an entire people from it. This is not punchy. This is bullying. This is what Rajiv Gandhi used to call the quest for dominance. He used to say that about the imperial powers. He must be wondering why we have become victims of that syndrome. The blockade is the doing of the Modi government, not of India. We have to make it clear to the Nepalese that India is not harming them. You rush a technical team immediately to work out how to lift the blockade. Please do not allow the situation in Nepal to become as it became in Sri Lanka in 1980. Please stop all this provocation. Turn to the Nepalese as a friend. Stretch your hand out to them. And if we see that the government of India is being friendly towards Nepal, that's the right time when an all-party delegation goes and says, we support you. If we don't do all the things that I've suggested, we will lose the game to the Chinese and forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years.
Prakriti. Shasheel or Pralay Sessions.